council's portion of this meeting to order.
We do. We in order?
Do you have a form?
Yes.
Yes, form.
Alyssa's the only person.
There's only five of us left.
Five of you left.
That's all that's on the committee.
Well, that's all that's on. Do you have, other than this, is there a order of business that you want?
The intent of this meeting was for council to go and have an opportunity to ask questions about the findings and the facts and findings that the committee put together, and also to make any statements or having discussion that you wanted to. Main reason we didn't do that at the previous meeting was the length of our meeting, and we needed to move things along, so we added this to the item. So we can start however you like.
Okay, well, let's talk about, if you want, this educational program. Who's proposing? Who wants to talk about it?
Well, I'll talk about it. Basically, I heard from council was an interest more so in an education program than one that starts out with a ban or a fee. Now, that wasn't by any means universal to the council, it was just a sense that I got. I met with Ethan after the previous meeting, and we talked briefly about what types of things make up a good and successful education program. And then I took those notes and kind of pulled together this proposal of what a education program could look like. This by no means has to be it, or we can add or delete or change any part of it. But the idea here was that if we were interested in educating the public more on the use of reusable bags rather than plastic bags, that we would need two things. One is some way to go and encourage them to recycle if they do forget their bag, and they use a plastic bag, and provide them with a bag, or have some mechanism where we were providing bags. So what I did with this proposal is kind of pull together those two ideas and say, okay, if we wanted to get the businesses involved, if we were able to corral, you know, a couple hundred businesses that were interested in participating in the program, if they paid $100, we could supply them with a recycling box. We could supply them with a decal on the window. We could supply them with 50 to 100 of the reusable bags with their logo and the town's logo on it, so there would be some advertising involved for that business. We'd give them brochures and things like that, something where they could go and help us encourage people to use reusable bags, and then also give them an opportunity to recycle if they don't. That would expand our recycling program greatly, because right now the only recycler on the island is Food Lion.
And does that $100 cover our cost?
It goes towards our cost. It doesn't necessarily cover the entire cost.
Do you know what I'm doing?
To give you an example, I put down here as a program $16,000+, and that was sort of a guess on my part, saying, okay, if we were to do this level of engagement, what would we want to do, and how much would it cost? Anything that we get from the businesses would offset that cost. So if we got 100 people or 100 businesses that were interested in doing that, then we would be able to recoup some of the cost. And looking at it, I think it was approximately 90%. So we would give them the box, and the box cost $25, something like that. And they pay $100, we'd take that $25 out of there, and so on. something that the town would really be contributing to would more so be the bags themselves, because bags can range anywhere from 99 cents to get a cheap little one to a $1.50. Well, in that case, we could go and have the retailer sell the bags for a dollar and take those proceeds and roll them back into the program.
Well, we can talk more about the details of that. I've got some questions some others probably do as well. I think your take from my perspective is accurate. I think the committee has given us everything we need on what a fee-based program would look like and what a ban would look like. I'm not particularly interested in doing a ban at this point in time. I am open to the idea of doing a fee-based program, but I think it's a little just slightly premature, because my question is really centered around what have our educational activities been, what's our outreach been, what kind of failures, what kind of successes have we seen. Hopefully, we know we can always implement the fee if an educational program doesn't work. But I'd really like to see us have a robust educational program, because anything that's going to be sustainable requires education. And I think this is a, did you model this after somebody else, or?
I took various pieces and parts from different programs. One of them was Breckenridge, Colorado. I read on a couple other websites about brochures and stickers and things like that, and I just sort of compiled everything together. So I took it from various sources.
I think it's an interesting program. It's probably a good starting point, and we could talk about the details and tweak it, and as it went on, we could tweak it. I certainly think that the town needs to be involved, and financially and in a management, from a management perspective. And what that investment is, I don't know at this point in time, but if it's as important as we feel it is, then we need to take some action.
Well, I like this recyclable, and here's the thing, $100 is minimal. Even I would put one at a hotel, which, somebody might not, there's no bags there, but if they see it everywhere they go, they're going to go, oh, geez, it's going to hit them everywhere they go. Everybody's, almost any business can give you $100. I mean, we donate more than that for, all kinds of crazy stuff.
My only concern would be how to keep that everything serviced. I can tell you, if you go to the different businesses in town, when they get the CVB vacation brochure, for instance, they deliver that. Guess what? When you run out, you got to drive into town, or sometimes they have them here, but normally you have to drive into town and get more.
Right.
Almost every place in town runs out, and even though it's something that is good to have there for the visitors and good for all the businesses, they're all busy running their businesses, and they don't take time to stop and go do what they have to do.
Well, would you have a bin up here that they would?
My intent would be to task Hannah with managing this program, because it is an educational marketing outreach type program, and that's what we're utilizing Hannah primarily for, along with helping the clerk. In doing that, she'd be the one that would go out and solicit to those businesses. Say, hey, this is our program, this is what we're doing, and so forth. And she'd be the one that they would contact if they ran out of brochures or they need to order more bags. And we would bring them more bags and things like that. The part where I saw the businesses coming into play was more so from the side of the recycling itself. One of the things that we haven't vetted and would be something we'd need to vet and figure out right off the bat, if this was the model, is where would we recycle these bags and with who? Because not a lot of places do this, which means Food Lion has a organization already backing their program. They run the whole program. From my understanding, the bags that are collected here are collected and then shipped off, and they're shipped off to their headquarters. And Food Lion headquarters gets tons and tons of these bags in, and they have a carrier that comes and picks them up and ships them off. Could we tap into that? If we could, that'd be very easy to go and get a program going. If not, what that means is we have to figure out, can we work with that supplier or that vendor to go and have them come here to pick up bags or what that would look like? So the recycling piece really would be contingent on that. I haven't talked to Food Lion specifically about that and how to go and work into that.
Is there an in-store, and isn't it a parking lot?
It's right underneath their...
Right side doors.
Yeah, right underneath their...
That might be some good PR for them if they were to partner with the town of Colorado Beach and doing their program. That could go as, you know, as far as their national, you know, stuff.
Sure, and...
We're partnering with your town.
I figured that if they had a program, and like I said, I haven't talked to them, if their program was store-based and the store gets credits or anything from the headquarters, that us participating with them would help them in that regard. But, yeah, we'd have to vet that and make sure that that was all correct.
Right, and you know, I mean, really, I'm sure a large percentage of the bags come through line anyway. I mean, they could say, that's us contributing back, you know.
It was interesting. I did get a few phone calls. You know, this document and the idea, the proposal, got out there on the Island Gazette. And that was because I sent Hannah an email and said, hey, pull this stuff together for me. Can you compile it? Well, I, you know, hadn't really vetted it a whole lot or explained it to y'all either. But I immediately got phone calls from businesses in town. One of them was James Allen. Said, you know, I don't have any place that I can take bags. I collect them, and then I take them to Food Lion, and they tell me to stop filling their can. Because I'll fill their can up, and they'll just take them and run into the back room. And I said, well, that's good. That's what we want to try and do, is partner with them. So I think businesses, some of them, and some of the conscious citizens, are probably already doing that. They may not be Food Lion bags, but they're taking them to Food Lion to recycle them anyways.
That's a good one.
That's what I think about it. But they sell the 99-cent recyclable bag.
Right.
Would you like to pursue talking to Food Lion to further that?
Well, I think if council's interest is the program, the education program, like we kind of thought it was, that we need to vet some of these things a little bit more. I'd like to have Hannah reach out to Food Lion and say, can you help us with this? Can we work with you on it? Also, talk to businesses around. You know, Leanne, would you put a recycling bin outside your thing and have a little post-it and so on? Some of them may, some of them may not. Some of them may see it as a great marketing tool. Well, what that would tell us is, okay, I have 10 businesses that are interested, or I have 50 businesses that are interested, and with that interest, I can gauge how much to buy and what the cost will be and hone in on a program.
The interaction with approaching the businesses, and I think what you take away from that is going to be important. It can't just be, hey, you want to do this? No, I don't want to do it. Walk away and do something else. Some people are going to want to do it no matter what. Everybody said there's some people that are going to be a hard sell or aren't going to be knowledgeable of the importance of it. So whoever goes out there to do this, first of all, I think has to have the right knowledge and the right, you know, approach and presentation. Mm-hmm. But they also have to keep records. They need to know, and they'll have to do follow up. Now maybe this person doesn't want to do it this month, and, you know, they come back and see me in a month. But I think we'll need to look back and see. Keeping in our minds, we have the option of doing fee-based. So this needs to be a successful program to offset that fee-based. What I like about the educational program is it gets the smaller businesses, it gets everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the big stores.
And we listed out some examples, and you know, we didn't reach out to each one of these examples, but you have both large and small providers in town that might be interested in this.
Yeah, same code, but as I understand from the presentation, restaurants aren't included.
Right.
In that.
Right.
Because I thought, well, you got Senko, why not Hang Ten, all this.
And
their example.
And I put that in there as a way that people could go and be businesses that aren't traditionally the ones that were looking for their bags.
Yeah.
But they could participate in the program too. There isn't anything that says that St. Cove or any other restaurant couldn't have a box and couldn't take in bags and be part of the community and be part of the program. It's just, you don't want the food.
I would include more restaurants than just that one.
Oh, certainly, and that was just an example.
Michael, I think what you're saying is what, everybody's gonna wanna be on that boat, so to speak. Everybody's gonna wanna have, I would, $400, yeah, bring a plastic bag and recycling bin to my place and let me show the public that I'm trying to. And if they walk in every business, they're gonna say, they'll see it everywhere. I think $400 almost anybody would do it.
I think that's a great starting point, and we can judge how well that does down the road. And at some point in time, if we have to, we can say, if you sell and use plastic bags, you've got to have a recycler.
Well, one of the things that I went and did a little bit additional research and talking with folks that have, like, the Outer Banks, who have got their ban. Their ban is under a section of legislation for the state that is specific to plastic bags. If we wanted to do a fee, a ban, anything other than just education, we would have to go and tack on to that legislation, that 130 legislation. You know, I got a couple of things that I looked into, and on the 130, the state legislation that did the bags themselves, you don't necessarily have to do it under 130, but you do under 160, which is the statute that towns apply to. And in that, it actually comes right out and tells you that you have to get local governments can only, terrible pies here, only engage in and charge for specific activities allowed by the general statute in North Carolina. And when you go through that, and this is the state treasurer's policy stuff, the fees that they have in there naturally don't include plastic bags. So anything we do, we would have to get some sort of enabling legislation, say, okay, North Carolina, Carolina Beach, you could do this, because I can't charge a fee as a town without that.
Have you had your attorney review that?
Yeah, and that was basically what she had complained to. She's actually the one that led me on to this.
Sure, we'd love to see that information.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's contrary to the other attorney's opinions that we've researched.
Yeah.
Couple questions from the committee. How's the committee feel about this program?
Well, first, I kind of would have to just start by saying a little shock. This is the first we've seen this document.
That's good.
So it says on our behalf. So
I thought the same thing.
Just want to be clear that we did not write this. So
sorry, that's probably not.
I was going to ask you why you didn't get to us in the meeting.
Yeah.
That's probably not the right statement. You're right.
Say it in the meeting.
Yeah. So just want to clarify that. But I think it's a great program. I think as you know, Michael and I did meet and we talked about the value of education and hearing what everybody says here. I think it's critical to have that education program for anything we do. But there's some serious concerns with this type of program, mainly in terms of cost for the town. You know, that's a concern as a citizen of this community. I'd hate for the town to put itself in a position to where it's, you know, making $16,000 investment on a yearly basis just for this pure education program without any ability to recover those costs. And then secondly, there's no real deterrent here in this program. And at the end of the day, you know, our concept is that we want to reduce the demand for single-use plastic grocery bags. I think we've all agreed on the problems that are associated with the bags. And at the end of the day, we want to decrease that usage. Recycling is great for some things, but I think as Michael mentioned, you know, there's some really difficult challenges with trying to recycle plastic bags. The majority of recycling companies just won't take them. That's why Food Line has set up a very specialized program with their recyclers to do that. So it's very difficult to recycle plastic bags, to even find somebody to recycle plastic bags. And then secondly, recycling the bag is good, it's better than running the landfill or ending up in debris. But we're still producing the bag, you know, in and of itself. The net impact, you know, once we do recycle it, there's no real motivation on the commodities market to use recycled materials. Recycled plastic bags are much more expensive on a per ton basis. And they're not actually being completely recycled. They're what's called downcycled. You don't take a plastic bag and then recycle it, and then it makes a new plastic bag. It actually gets downcycled into, you know, lumber type, you know, Trex type of material and stuff. So it's not a, it's not a
recycle those materials.
Yeah, and then it can no longer be further recycled. So it's not like a net wash when you recycle it. You're still having a major impact.
And I understand what you're saying, Ethan, and I totally agree with you. But I think you're trying to get it wrong.
Sure.
It's about, I mean,
no, I think
because
it's, like I said, it's better than nothing.
I know exactly what you're saying. We don't want to really recycle. I mean, we do want to recycle, but that's not what we're after. We're after getting people to think.
Absolutely.
It's a marketing tool to make them think. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm
no,
not looking at it.
I think it's great. Don't get me wrong. I think it's excellent to do it, but to do it on its own, mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be effective, because it's like, oh, because a lot of people
you get a bag, you don't think
measurable is a problem.
Absolutely.
I'm one of the people that I would be willing, it kind of goes against some of my other beliefs, but I would be willing to, because of this importance of this, it's at some point in time, probably develop a fee-based system. But no one has shown me what kind of education we've tried. What's failed? What's worked? How we could do it better? What kind of program we put? $16,000 is, you know, it's $16,000. But I want to see. I don't want to go away from zero to 60. I want to do, you know, move as fast as good planning dictates. And part of good planning and part of any sustained effort is education. And maybe we can talk a little bit about what education's been done, who's doing it, what are the results, what kind of monitoring do we have, if we put this program in place, how we could measure success or failure. Obviously, you don't want to keep doing something that fails after the first year or two, then you've got to move on and say, we've got to find another way because this isn't working. I'm just a little short right now of being able to jump to a change of ordinance, fee-based type program. I'd like to see us, for a number of reasons. One, I want to make sure we've exhausted that effort reasonably, to a reasonable degree. And two, I want to get businesses involved other than the big boys. I want to get this has to be a mindset change. I think you guys know that better than we do. But I think it's just got to be a mindset change. And if it takes us 3 years to advance this program along at a pace that people can absorb and become familiar with and then be on board with, then that's good. 3 years is good. I mean, it's a lot better than nothing pretty much done in the past. So,
well, I'm with Dan too on this. I think we've got to do the educational part of it. But at the same time, I think we've got to determine what is our end result at the end of the day. When this process, we declare it either a success or we look at something else. And I think at the end of the day, we want to say that there's no longer plastic bags being used at Carolina Beach. To me, that's the end result of this program. And to me, I think we've got to keep that in mind as we start developing the process. Again, I want to at least hit the folks from an educational standpoint, not just residents, but people visiting, and what is the best tool to do that, and show them why when you carry a bag out on the beach strand and you've gotten all your stuff out of it, then the wind takes it off and it ends up in the ocean, then to me, a good thing to do would be showing somebody with a dead sea turtle extracting plastic out of it and saying, this is the end result of that careless behavior.
Or it breaks down and they keep eating it, but there's no nutrition in it.
Yeah, I guess what we're saying is, we're looking at it as a two-step, two-phase program. the first phase being education, and the second phase, I believe, more than eventually implementing a fee-based program along with the education.
Absolutely, and that's totally necessary.
So once we hammer out all the details on the educational part, and then the rest of it.
And I think that makes good sense. That's what a lot of, you know, in our research, a lot of other communities have done. You know, they've tried to do this, and they've since, you know, moved on to a more fee type of program. But I guess just one of the concerns we're trying to mention here is you don't want to overly emphasize recycling, because people think, oh, I can use the bag because I'm just going to recycle it. So, I mean, and that's a way we could probably tweak the education component.
I don't know how much they're reducing their use of plastic bags when they're the only people on the island who are recycling. Mm-hmm. The thing I'm curious about is Lowe's Foods. You go there, if you bring your own bag, for every bag, it's a nickel off. It's not a lot, but they're doing it. How's they doing it in Food Lion and other places aren't doing it?
Target does the same thing.
Target does.
There's research, though, that at Cornell University, that those programs are somewhat effective, but actually fee-based programs are even more effective, even if the same amounts are the same. Give a nickel for bringing your bag or charge a nickel for using your bag. People being charged a nickel for some reason is way more effective than that. That doesn't cost the business anything. And in fact, it brings revenue.
It's not handed to them.
It's a mindset.
It is.
People keep saying it doesn't cost the business anything, but it does, guys. I've been in business all my life. There's an accounting process. There's the extra care that has to be taken to fill out a report. There's possible dishonesty involved in submitting those monies that, you know. So there's a lot of aspects of that from a business perspective that if you could avoid them, you'd like to make it a simpler program. My guess is we'll end up doing a fee-based program, and I wouldn't even mind saying let's not just let it linger. Let's say, okay, we're gonna do a strong education-based program for a year. We're gonna keep stats on it, and then in the year we're gonna come back and look at it, sistering that with perhaps a fee-based program. Maybe we'll see some enormous success in the volunteer program. But I see a couple things here. Obviously, just the one thing that jumps out at me is it says, you know, you're going to give 50 bags to a business with the town's logo and their logo on it. I don't know how you put their logo on it. If you knew everybody was in the program at one time, maybe you could put all their names on it. But if they're only getting 50 bags at a time, I don't know how you put their logo on it. But maybe there could, I guess what I could.
We can just keep the County of Carolina Beaches logo.
Well, I mean, nothing wrong. I mean, I don't know. There's something that'll work there, but what I'm saying is we need to tweak this and make sure we're rolling something out.
There's several places, printing places mainly, that do this type of advertising, and it's relatively easy. Where it is in lots of 50 or lots of 100, and you're doing one or two logos, and you put it all together.
When you're dealing with 75 businesses, somebody's got to manage all that information. They're out of 50, we need 50, but they got to place orders.
Most definitely, and you could really go and overextend yourself on it. That's why I think at least initially what we need to start doing is talking to people about it to say, hey, would you be interested in participating in a program like this so we can gauge that understanding, and then say, okay, well, you know, this isn't going to work, but maybe this is. Because that's definitely something that we haven't done that's gone out to the businesses other than our survey.
What about people that want to just buy their own bags, put their own logo in, and whatever
that's what I'm not sure we want to get into.
I mean, is there some way we could either facilitate, first of all, I think we would need to facilitate that in whatever program we have, but is that something that we could help them do versus us giving distribution reusable bags?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but
I will tell you this. I mean, and I'm particularly picky about what bag I use. I mean, they might not even use your bag. I mean, you spend all that money, and I don't want that bag. It's ugly, or it doesn't hang on my shoulder right. I mean, I know that. But I will tell you, I know Isle of Women has had a huge success with their bags.
With their bags, yeah.
Maybe we could partner with them and let them do it, and that way we're not, you know, taking over their bag, let them do it.
These are cardboard?
And they tweaked it.
It looks cardboard.
They have tweaked it over the last...
If it is, it needs to be inside.
If I want people like it, who's the best company?
It's not gonna last, I guess is my point. A cardboard bin.
Oh, no, that's a
Plastic coated.
It's like a corrugated plastic.
Yeah, it's a coroplast is what they call it. It's a corrugated plastic material.
I mean, and you mentioned the videos here. I got a couple of thoughts on that. And in the video, maybe you could say, we're not promoting the use of plastic bags. We're providing, you know, and then go on to say, we want you to, you know, we hope that you will start using reusable bags. And my next thought on that video is, can we tag that onto the video that we're doing with the MAC committee?
Yeah.
I'm sure we can.
And have one tape and everybody plays it in their business, maybe?
I don't see why that couldn't be one of the items in our...
That'd be great.
In our program.
Talking about giving away a...
Excuse me.
Flyer here, a brochure, right?
Yeah.
All that information could be covered.
And naturally, you'd want to put it on your website and Facebook page and all.
That's what I'm thinking.
That kind of stuff, too.
So temporarily, just putting that fee-based program in slightly in the future wings, what would the next stage be? Would the committee, Michael, work, staff work with the committee to fine-tune this program?
Let me just say one thing. They're an ad hoc committee, and I'm not sure what their charge was. And they might have fulfilled that charge of that ad hoc committee, so we may have to redo the committee or make it something other than an ad hoc committee and let them continue on if you would like to do that.
Well, I wasn't intending to make them a working committee, so to speak, but we certainly would like to pick their brains on this type of a program. I mean, Ethan brought up some points that are worth consideration, and there's, so, yeah, whatever you want to do with the committee, we want to restructure the committee and do something different with that, more sustained, I would be all for that, because personally, I think unless you have that, that level of involvement, then how do you keep the program going? Because it, you know, we do a lot of good things as a town, but, you know, we're not well-suited to do everything. Is this, you know...
I guess I'd look to you guys. Would y'all be interested in continuing, or...
I can't speak for the whole group. I'm certainly interested in contributing in any way we can. I don't think I'm going to have the time or ability to manage the program, you know?
I think staff can manage the program, but quite often we just need something to move in the right direction.
A guiding force, something.
Yeah, sure.
Steering committee more than...
And that's really what I thought would be very useful at the beginning, would be, you know, have Hannah, you guys, me, sit down and work through some of the things that are concerns, ways to package things, pull together what we think is a more polished final product, and then say, okay, this is what we want to do, and bring that back to council and say, okay, this is where we want to go and how we want to start it and so on. And then we would manage it, because I do, you know, understand it's got one or two other things I'm sure you want to do. So, you know, we would be able to take that on and run with it. And then we want help in analyzing the information we get back.
Well, and going in to make that pitch, so to speak, whether it's Hannah or somebody else, and I don't know what Hannah's, you know, presentation looks like, or demeanor, or any of that kind of stuff. So, but if she went in and somebody wasn't interested, is there something where she comes back and she says, let me get somebody that's got a little more knowledge, or somebody that's a little more convincing than I am, and sends that down there? I mean, you know, what do we do? Is a rejection just a rejection? We don't want to forget about it. Somehow we want to bring them along eventually.
I think there's ways to track that type of thing. Give you an idea, when I was in sales, I did nothing but pull off online a Microsoft Access program that tracked sales. and it was, you know, what the business name is, what their contact information is, and, you know, when you made contact with them. Those types of things are ready-made, already out there. You just change them and tailor them to your own purposes. Those types of tools would be real good in saying, okay, I went to this business, I got their card, they weren't interested, here's their contact information. Maybe I'll reach out to them and send an email out to them next month, 2 months from now, whatever. Or I'm gonna go back and schedule time to go back to them in 2 months or whatever.
I would want to define why they didn't want to do it.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, because.
Well, first of all, you're gonna have, it's gonna be a challenge enough just getting in front of every business.
Yeah.
I mean, so she might have to make 3 trips and a couple of contacts just to get in front of and have a few minutes with the business owner. And then when she does, you know, she may have to revisit it. So I can't, whether you use, whether we purchase, I don't know if we own Constant Contact or one of those type of programs, but they do all that, you know, stuff. They do the mailings with the personal lines. We could look at something like that. We have some people from the audience. Anybody have any questions or input?
I'm not really quite sure, you know, what the nub of what you're getting at here is. I'm with Ethan at Surf Riders. So.
Okay, all right.
And I sort of take my cue from him.
But, gotcha.
Yeah. I also live in the county where we're sort of uncovered. You know, it's our responsibility to recycle. There's no other program. And I pull numerous plastic bags from my properties on a pretty constant basis. So,
well, we just want to make sure the public comes out for something like this. We give a chance to.
Well, I'm the director of a new art gallery and specialty museum in Wilmington, geared towards our very first exhibit. It's actually going to be ocean plastics, and we're gearing up with a lot of the local schools and you know, getting a lot of field trips and stuff organized and getting them to come down to the expo and the museum to see, you know, Surf Riders plugged in there. So our main focus is social action. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being around Ethan and like hearing him saying, like, you know, the goal is not just saying recycle, recycle, recycle. We're actually trying to get...
elimination.
We're working on getting kids to have the idea, that idea of elimination of the plastic bag. So,
education with your program.
Yeah, we... That's our main goal for all of 2016 is our ocean plastics, so education.
Well, any good business owner will tell you that marketing to the kids is eventually going to pay off if you're in business long enough. You know, Ray Kroc or whether it's a Just Say No program or whatever it is, I think that's an important part of it. And if there's something that Surf Riders doing that we can key into, because Leanne was asking me about this earlier, can we reach out to the schools and those kinds of things? I mean,
and that might be a good thing for the kids.
I don't know what we're doing
at
our local school. Do we go in and
schools.
Can Surf Riders, do you guys go into those places and have new presentations? You've done elementary school presentations?
Yeah, we already do have a whole program about that. We've been in the county school systems, probably 20 schools a year.
If the committee didn't stay together, would that be something that they could do? Maybe a presentation to the school?
Well, Surf Riders are doing it.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat program. Our UNCW chapter is a bunch of education majors, and those students have to get time in schools. So we've got all these
trenches.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got all these students that are getting their degree in education studies that are part of the club, and we've developed a program, and they go in and basically it's a one. We've got a 1 day, a 5 day curriculum that they go in and do these presentations about the impacts of plastics.
What have y'all done anything at the elementary school?
Not at Carolina Beach Elementary School.
So since you're talking about Carolina Beach,
we've done a bunch of stuff at Island Montessori School.
Well, I mean. Could the town provide bags that you guys would take in, hand them out to the kids, and do a program, something that would gear towards, because, you know, we are talking about
different.
Carolina
yeah.
Beach.
Yeah, no,
they don't
take
need
it to the
so
shop.
Much. Yeah. I mean, even if you say something like, you're going to start seeing these around town if we do this. You're going to start seeing these around town. This is what it means, and this is why, you know. And then that kid will say, Mom, I heard that at school, and we can't use those.
Is there a possibility that we could actually start, like on the beach strand, saying, you know, please no plastic bags? You know, we've done it with glass. And, you know, that's really the major area that you want, you would not want to have impact, you know, by the excessive amount of plastic going all over the place, because it ends up in the water pretty quick there and takes off. The other thing is, you know, you could actually put signs at the boat ramp too, because that's the next most likely place that a bag is going to get from a person's hand into the ocean in a very quick manner. And so, you know, I just want us to be thinking down those.
That's really a good idea.
Well, roads.
Have we redone all the signs on those access points?
The grocery bag, but the food.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Sometimes it's discouraging.
But we have those.
We just redid all those signs.
Yeah, sat on that, and they look sharp too.
But we could add a little, well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, where the opportunity comes up, I think, any sign like that, it's like.
One of the interesting things about those signs is that they're modular, and we have sections that we have blanks on that we can take out, put something else in. So, you know, things like that, or just advertisement for the program or something like that, you could do that and do signs and attach them on there. And we made it so it'd be easy for us to change things out just in case something changed.
You act like you thought we were going to change things.
Being proactive.
I gotta tell you that one of our challenges as a tourist destination is different than what some other towns might have, in my opinion, because we could totally ban plastic bags there. We're still going to get a ton of them, because 40,000 people come across the island during the summer on any given day, and they're all bringing their groceries and everything. They're bringing in plastic bags, so having a way for them to dispose of them, I don't know. I mean, I'm open to all kinds of ideas. Whether could we have volunteers or hosts that go out to the beach accesses in the morning when people are coming on the beach and say, can we trade you some reusable bags for your plastic bags? As part of an educational program, plant a seed type thing. I don't know, but I mean, somebody knows about this kind of stuff, and somebody's got some forward thinking on it that I think we.
Well, probably if you look at one of the best programs that we came across, that is the Breckenridge example. I've lived that because we vacation there every year. So I think if we try to model things after them, and they'll be a great resource, and they were willing to talk with us any amount, you know, anything we needed, they'd be glad to talk to us. But they started with the education program and went to a fee-based program. So, and a lot of it, and since they're a tourist community too, they did a lot of theirs through their lodging and their rentals with, like let's say you contact Tammy at Latitude 34 and say, Tammy, when your rental people come in, give them this bag. You know, each time you have a new renter come in, you have that bag already there for them with education information in it with the bag. And that's, you know, that's what they do, so.
Still a little difference is we got people carrying plastic bags out to the beach in the summer. A little different in a ski resort. But, you know, I think the fact that they started with education and went to fee-based is kind of what we're talking about here. It's a multi-phase. You work your way up to it. You don't just, you know, drop the hammer necessarily. Plus, if we were to say, hey, we want to go fee-based today, we still haven't banged out all the educational issues.
Right.
So, I think this will give us time to get a good, strong educational program in place, come up with some new programs, some signage, whatever it takes.
Well, how do you feel about what Gary said? I mean, are we willing to think about banning it?
We can't ban it.
He's talking about
putting up a discouragement sign.
Well, we say you can't take one.
No. Well, yeah.
Well, Tom brought up an interesting thing, too. They actually use those plastic bags.
Some people don't know how to roll poop bags.
In front of the boardwalk, should be any dogs there.
That's true.
Well, in the office.
Well, you know, what you do is create an enforcement.
You can't change the sign out.
You create an enforcement issue.
Good, I guess.
You can enforce it, so.
Well, now we are with glass bottles, and we are writing citations for that. Now, I'm sure we don't catch everybody that does.
Majority of the citations that we write are on Freeman Park. They're not on the rest of the beach.
Right.
I can't tell you that there's a particular reason for that, but that seems to be where we hit most of them. Could you do that same thing and have an ordinance that says no plastic bags on the public beach? Yeah, I think you could. That's definitely within the town's authority to do that. I think it does come back somewhat to the education, the enforcement aspect of it. We'd also need to kind of vet those things a little bit, specifically with...
I'll find out from the attorney. Because you can understand why glass is not allowed.
Public safety issue.
Public safety issue. Is a plastic bag fall in the same category?
But you're not gonna catch them all. You're never gonna catch them all, but I think it would deter people from taking them out there and then blowing them away.
Right, it's similar to what the other educational pieces of...
I think that's a great point, a great thought. But what we've found and what other communities have done, and it's best to try to deal with it at point of sale. You know, once you've lost point of sale, it's...
The problem is, we were just talking, we got 40,000 people coming across the bridge. Their point of sale is fine giving away plastic bags. So we can fee base and we can create ordinances for our 6,800 people all day long. And we haven't really solved the bigger part of the problem, perhaps. I'm not sure.
You're saying we have two problems, yeah.
Well, we've got a unique situation.
So while they're here on the island, they will have to abide by that when they're shopping.
They will.
Do their big shopping when they come on the island. And I think that trying to do what we can for our island and for people while they're visiting our island is really important. We can't solve the world's problem, but we can start it here. And by having a program in place, whether it's education or potentially a fee-based program, that shines a light on the problem. People start to pay attention. Even though we're a small community, it's a big message that...
And what you just said, we want people to start paying attention. So all these little things we do...
You've basically already done that. You got a gentleman right here from the county who's here to listen to what we're doing in thoughts of maybe pushing it to the county level.
Well, the reason I like the idea of doing outreach...
Maybe not as hard as you think.
That's another hill to climb.
The access points and stuff is because most of those are tourists. A lot of them brought plastic bags in. So you can plant a seed in their mind this year. You can give them a bag that says Carolina Beach on it, and, you know, next season or next month when they come back, it's a process.
Well, and if you don't have the education in place, when you implement a fee, you don't have any of the mechanism to educate them that now it's a fee.
Exactly.
So you gotta do one first.
Breckenridge, and I think that's what's so effective about them, is that a lot of their education is talking about the fact that there is a fee in place. So I think that, I understand the graduated approach that you want to take, but I think that if you started to educate about an upcoming fee, you know, people would have...
I think it's more palatable if you schedule it out. It's a step of phase.
Right, and I understand. I just think for your money that you'll be spending, you can start to educate about the larger goal of, you know, this fee-based program, that is the larger goal. And one concern I have about the budget here is there's no included cost for a contract with a company like Trex. That could be an enormous cost. We have no idea what that would be. I love the idea of PSA videos and brochures and decals, recycling containers and all of that. I'm fuzzy on. I don't know if that's gonna really... It would have to be very well planned out for it to be successful, and I hate for it to flounder and ruin the goal.
I don't think there's any educational program that would be effective as if we said tomorrow we're charging as a fee-based program. I think everybody in the room knows that. But I think some graduation in the process is probably good for everybody concerned, especially... I would not vote to start a fee-based program unless it was associated with a good educational program.
Absolutely.
So to me, we haven't worked out a good educational program, so this would give us time to work it out. And I have no problem with at least hinting that we could get some consensus or even a vote from council on a future date of implementation, that you could use in that educational materials to say...
Well, I don't think you have to put a specific date as, say, in the future. Just leave it as open-ended, you know, there'll be a fee base. We're considering a fee base.
And the public knows that, and they say, but we're going to say, okay, here's your chance, let's see if we can get, let's see what we can do. You know?
I think
that's going to hit home.
Trying to say is to keep that in the strategy for the planning of education, not saying that we have to set a date set in stone, but when planning the education
program. You're just dropping hints.
Not to just say.
Right. People prefer to have an idea that something's happening.
Right.
And, oh, that must be why they're trying to do all this stuff now, because they're planning for the future.
Everybody talks about, let's do this, nothing ever happens. When they see something start to happen, it'll change what they're doing.
And I think, you know, education is important. We did find that 78% of residents are aware of the environmental impacts of plastic bags, so I think they already know there's an issue. So educating that the town is behind using reusable bags, eliminating single-use plastic bags is an important message, but I think we have to look down the road.
When I say education, it's not about making people aware. I think you're right. Most people are aware. They're still always using plastic bags. I'm talking about education that changes habits. You know, that gives them some motivation to change the actual habit without there being an ordinance. So I know 78, sure, so I believe most people know that plastic bags are a problem, but they're still using, that 78% still using them. So my education is not the education, you know, what I'm talking about is not saying, hey, plastic bags are bad. Here's education on how, you know plastic bags are bad, help us figure out a way to stop using them or reduce the impact.
That's brought up a good point, because I have a question. We had a heck of a time trying to find data specific to Carolina Beach in regards to what plastic bags, like litter-wise. I know the rec center does a lot, but we don't have any data on that. So how would we be able to measure the effectiveness of an education? Like what would an effective educational program look like to council?
It's a point of sale thing. Remember, you just talked about it. So how many businesses have signed on? How many times have they reordered their reusable bags? And if they're bringing in these recyclables, we would have a way to measure those. We just can't measure them now because they're going into they're all going in a trash bag, cans with everything else. But the idea would be to say, is the program advancing or not? You know, that to me is a measure.
Business kind of participation.
And you can even stand up front of Food Lion and survey people walking in if they're bringing in a reusable or if they're coming out with plastic.
You'd have to have a way to measure pre and post education campaigns.
Yeah, you want to quantify our progress.
Exactly, and if the goal is truly to reduce the number of bags being distributed, then you'd have to have a number of how many are.
If your vendor, if your business people are reordering the bags, something's working. I mean, that's just one. That could be one element.
I think you'd have to measure plastic bags, though, to know truly is this having an impact on. Not because they already have reusable bags for sale, and they do sell them. People own them; they just don't bring them to the store.
Or you could find out from Food Lion if they're at some point ordering less cases of bags.
Maybe it's part of the program. If here's your recycling bin, let us know how many bags you're using right now.
Well, yeah, and I think that's a great point.
6 months now later. How many bags are you used to?
Part of the program needs to be that business helping us collect the data, which is, you know, if that is, hey, we come to you every month and say, well, you know, did you reduce the amount of bags? By how much? Whether that's, you know, hard statistical 25 bags, or if it's general, it at least gives us an idea of something that we don't have now.
Well, those are the kind of things I think we need to figure out.
Sure.
You know, what's the educational program look like? How do we measure it? How do we manage it?
Sounds like the only point of contention about it is, are we going to educate about negative plastic bags, or are we going to educate about a forthcoming policy change to the community?
I think in order to educate about a forthcoming policy change, we need council to agree with a policy change in certain. The only other thing you could say would be, you know, gee, if you don't do this, then someday you might find yourself in a banned program, fee-based program or a banned program. But I think council would have to say, yeah, okay, look, in a year, 12 months or whatever it is before next season, we're going to move to a fee-based program. Well, I'm curious to say if you use that strategy, does it help us? Because if you come tell me that, and I'm not one of those people that really is very conscientious about it, I'm saying, okay, well, go ahead, do it. I'm going to wait till then. I'm not going to pay you $100 to.
Yeah, I think you want that willing participant.
You know,
I think timing on this too would be good too. If you are going to impose some kind of fee-based requirement, the time to do it, the time to at least educate the people that's coming is at the end of summer. So when they reorder for the upcoming summer, that they know, well, maybe I don't need to order this many bags, or maybe I don't order any bags.
I'll tell you this, 50 bags in the summer season, if you're doing business and all, you're going to have somebody reordering every 2 days. They're going to be out of bags half the time.
Yeah.
So these type of mechanics of the way the system works, I think we've got to look at.
Well, we also have to make sure that we got all these boxes, we know where we're going to send the plastic bags.
Definitely.
I have a feeling Food Lion ain't going to take them if they won't take them from Touchetti.
Well, they might with some type of public recognition, some type of town partnership, partnering with the town, you know, type thing.
Maybe, but I think I'd ask him before I make that assumption.
Most definitely, and that's why I said that.
Can Duke Energy burn these things in any of their facilities?
It makes coal ash.
They were talking about something totally different. Another hazard.
But I think now is the time to go and look at some of those issues and try and pan those things out, and I like the fact that the committee has such a knowledge about this that they can help direct things like, okay, exactly what is it that we should be tracking? You know, what is that goal? And then be able to create a program that actually tries to get us to that goal, whether that is, you know, a year down the road going to a fee, or whether it's 2 years or whatever the case may be.
I think you have to figure out a creative way to give that message that, you know, we've got, in whatever the material is that we put out there, we have to do something about our plastic bags. Other options are to charge, put a fee-based program, or to ban them. As a community, we're trying to educate and make this more of a community-based press, you know, I don't know how you do it, but make it, you know, let them know there's other opportunities. There's other opportunities for greater restrictions, but we're trying to do something a little different to begin with.
I think too, if we can come up with a mission statement that we want to do tonight or sometime in the near future, like Carolina Beach wants to be plastic free within this many years, that mission statement is probably what you start the entire educational program with, because it tells people where we're headed. And then beyond that, you'll see some incremental steps to get there.
And I think that's an excellent point. I think you can say, Carolina Town Council has set a goal to be plastic bag free within 3 years. This is the implementation of that program. Now, we don't have to tell them that in a year and a half, if we realize the education's not working, a fee-based program should be implemented. But we kind of let them know that within 3 years, we're going
to... I mean, that's the end game. You need to...
That's right.
This is where we want to be.
Well, and you know, and another outreach that I think would work...
That might give you what you need in the materials to work with.
If you brought along, for instance, you got the town doing it, and let's say you bring in Isle of Men. What about the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts? Well, get all these, if all of these groups are on your team, everywhere you turn, that you're going to hear the same message. And school, and you know, and I think that's probably a good place to start. And they're going to say, before I go, so, you know, I'm scared to go to the Food Lion without my reusable.
Yeah, I would see most of the people probably on some type of program like this, Michael, ordering their plastic bags, all of them ordering them, you know, like the week before Memorial Day. So we may want to look at some way that we could, because 50 bags is just not enough. I can't imagine 50 bags working for most businesses. Even if they only gave away 5 a day, in 10 days they're out, so they don't call you, they don't notice they're out till they're out. They call you, it takes you 5 days to get bags back there. If we could put some system together where they could order a greater quantity at the beginning of the season, and we could spread it out over the water bill or something like that,
let them know, here's where you can order your bag.
Whatever, maybe we could get some type of a deal for the bag, and they could place their own orders and make their own payments. We could have a kind of find a a vendor that will do that at the best rate for us.
And I'm not going to want to pay $500 before the season for bags.
Right, nobody will. And if you pay, if you get 50 bags in a week, you're going to be looking for more bags.
Or a day.
Because people are going to take bags, like whether they use them or not, they're going to take the bag. They're going to, some of them are buying, they're going to guilt them into it or whatever. Their kids will make them buy them.
Mike, on the bag itself, something you might want to put is plastic free in 3 years.
I don't know if we can do three.
Maybe.
Well, I mean.
That's a goal.
Yeah, you set a goal.
I think it's important.
See, I'd be bold.
Or whatever the phrase is, it needs to mean that.
Yeah, the goal setting is important for the education campaign. I think it's also important for the council, for you to have set some trigger to say, okay, if we're not reducing our plastic bag use by X amount in the next 2 years, we need to take further steps towards this fee-based program we're having.
Carolyn Beach leading the way, plastic free in 3.
Yeah, I like it.
But to have some level that you're trying to achieve on an annual basis, you know, having these businesses, when they sign up, agree to tell you how many bags they're distributing, plastic bags, to have some level of, okay, let's try and reduce that number by 10% annually, 20% annually.
No problems. We just need to figure out a way. We don't know that.
And I would suggest contacting, and I can get you a contact at Island Women for that back, their back committee, because they have really changed how they do it, and they found that people didn't like a certain bag, and they wouldn't. I mean, they really tweaked that whole bag thing.
You know, in a small community, you can also see things that change without anything quantitative. You can see when you go to the grocery store, gee, there's 5 people with reusable bags. I have.
That's right.
I didn't think I had all of them. Next time you go, there's 8 people with reusable bags. In a small community, you kind of see you see those changes.
Yeah, well, the cashier that saw me wasn't. I had my bags there, and she was filling them in plastic as fast as she could. And I go, what are these? I had 4 bags, and she was filling them up.
And that's kind of the problem with reusable. You got to bring so many, you know, I think, to get your groceries.
So what's our path forward here? Because I know.
I had one more concern, because we kind of left the economic side. I guess how many years would the town be able to do an education only at the cost without really receiving the full cost back, or you know, that amount?
I don't know what I mean. I think the manager is probably going to have to go tweak the program and come back with some stuff, but maybe figure out ways where we can be a clearinghouse for people ordering the bags, but us not. I mean, because then all we'd be doing is
brochures and decals and education. Could we do that multiple years without having a fee or a return or selling? If we're not going to sell bags, and we're losing
there are certain things that the town does that we don't get reimbursed for.
Right.
A lot of that is our recreational stuff.
We have lost leaders, and this to me is one of them. I mean, I'm only here for 2 more years, but I will vote to fund an educational program for the next 2 years. So I think, from what I'm hearing from my fellow council people, I think we're all serious about this.
And it sounds to me like we're ready to move.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're moving on right yet.
I'd like to see something going by the spring, you know, before the
summer. Well, I think we need to have something in place before the summer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, you know, again, you're not even going to be able to reach a lot of these people until after March. And they come out of the woodwork and start cleaning up their places.
Yeah, we got to get the policy.
But get the policy.
Yeah, now is a great time to get the policies and all the process.
Go ahead and figure out how we're going to quantify the progress.
Get all the people that are out there now and get them taken care of, and then the new ones when they come online, you know, start opening their shops and stuff. That reduces the legwork close to the season.
Would the committee mind staying on their schedule for a couple more months and help us with trying to organize that?
Maybe even just an email to the business, you know, with maybe some of this pictures of, you know, hours.
Can we talk to the MAC committee about coming up with some slogan? Let's use
perfect.
That.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Let's use them and try to figure out some promotional stuff.
And what the businesses might be willing to do as far as recycling bins. Of course, we've got to figure out where to take it, but other than that.
Well, I'm talking about as far as some kind of a slogan and those type of, you know.
It's Beaverton.
Oh, it's good.
It's free.
We want to fine tune Leanne's concept.
I want, but I wanted to say something like Carolina Beach leading the way. Let's show them that we're doing something. And I think our tourists will appreciate it. I really do.
Totally leading the way since there's other places.
I think majority.
That's right, New Hanover County.
Well, everything, the stickers, the promotional, so whatever the slogan is and whatever the tagline is.
Well, another little thing too is the window clings upon car windows.
I like that too. That's a good idea.
People forget their bags. Mine are always in my car because I used to forget them all the time. But they're always in my car. So, window cling that goes on the driver's side of the car that says, don't forget your bag.
That's a great idea. I like that.
So, maybe somebody in y'all's committee or a couple of people can go pitch some of this stuff to the MAC committee at one of their meetings. And another manager could relay most of it, but there may be some back and forth. If you guys can put together some ideas like that.
The next.
Not a joint meeting, just somebody.
January, I was thinking about when the next one is, which is.
We're having a, what was it, 21st or something?
26th.
26th. We're going to be talking about.
About the rollover.
The rollover monies, but this wouldn't take that long.
January 26th is the MAC meeting?
We could let them sneak in first. And the nice part about that meeting is CVB's not there, so it's just our.
Oh, wait, no, that's January the 12th.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, because I don't know if CVB needs to be, take up their time with this, so maybe we can do that on the 12th.
January 12th?
So during the day?
2:30. What time, we kept it at 2:30, right?
Correct.
Does that work?
So the 12th?
I don't see why not.
I would think if you guys formulate some ideas, you can pitch it to them 15 minutes and then let them gnaw on it and get back with us.
Yeah.
Have we started making that video yet? From MAC committee?
No, we're just now starting to go and we got quotes and things like that. She proposed that last meeting.
Anybody else have anything? I don't want to keep anybody later than that.
I just want to share one last thing with the council, kind of on my surf rider hat, not my committee hat, but we are actually actively engaged the other, beach communities, municipalities, the city of Wilmington and the county on this program as well. So the slogan's perfect. Carolina Beach is leading the way. The plan is to what we. Once again, Carolina Beach is leading the way.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to share that point in that what we're doing here, we plan to take to Curry Beach.
Right.
And we plan to take to Wrightsville Beach, and we plan to take to the Wilmington City Council. So it's a really neat opportunity that we have.
And it's okay if every town says Curry Beach leading the way, New Hanover County. Well, I hope everybody does.
Once we refine this, it'll help move it forward in other places.
Exactly.
I think it creates a good model for a small town like us that has difficulty with some of these things.
I would think if there's an emphasis on to wrap the whole county of recycling bags, some business is going to come in to address that need.
Yeah.
They're not going to come in just to get a little stuff.
If you look at the changes that we're making all around town, this just fits. When you look at Freeman Park and you look at what we're doing all over, it works, it's good. Y'all done a great job.
Yeah, I want to reinforce that this committee has been a pleasure because I think I showed up for maybe the first couple of meetings and I could tell right off the bat I didn't need to come here. They pretty much had a handle on things and so.
That's right.
I want to tell you, thank you.
So council's available if you need us, either by a member or two members or a joint meeting, if we need another joint meeting.
And your committee's work is how it's gotten small. That's what gets the wheel turning.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is here's Teeter. But they have recycling bags?
Yes.
They have recycling bags. Reusable. Yeah, I'm sorry, reusable bag.
They have reusable bags.
I don't know that they have a fee or something like Lowe's.
No, no, you don't have a fee, but they do recycle the bags.
They have receptacle.
Well, that would be another tactic.
Just tell Food Lion if they don't want to, we just have Pear Tee.
Dan.
Pear Tee has already agreed to that.
I was thinking about our meetings too, and, you know, since we do have a consensus on some of these issues, and the more we discuss, I really think a joint meeting between the plastic bag committee and council is a good thing, because we can move a whole lot quicker, you know, the public's invited.
Well, that's what I'm saying, once something comes, once staff and, you know, Michael and they kind of have a concept, let's have another meeting.
Yep, but I think the joint meeting is a good thing, and once that word gets out, then you're gonna see these seats start filling up with people who are, wait a minute, they're starting to do something here, maybe I better go figure out what's going on.
And we didn't really advertise, but if you guys want to get people out to one of these meetings, we can get some people in here.
Just tell them you're gonna ban them.
I have a question. If we do go to a fee-based system, do we have to go through public hearings and things like that?
Well, it would be an ordinance.
And we gotta change some legislation too.
No, that's for banning.
Just depends on who you ask and how you ask.
Depends on which law you ask, theirs or ours.
There's, and I kind of looked into a little bit about, okay, if we had a fee, whose fee is it?
Right.
Who would collect that fee?
Yeah.
Who would store that?
Yeah.
What would you, you know, have that you could do with that and things like that? Those are things that you typically put into an ordinance or enabling legislation to be able to factor that in.
That's not without enforcement either, because it's like a sales tax. You got people collecting money. If it was the town that became the responsible agent, you got store businesses collecting money. It may not be reporting it to you right, you may not, I mean.
And that would be one of the things that we would need to really look at, is if the town takes on that responsibility of collecting the funds. It's not holding them and then dispersing them, it's collecting them. I got accountants, but they don't have any collectors. You know, we're not going after people to go and get them to.
The county does those collecting.
Right, so there was some neat information when you started digging into those details of, okay, how you do that, when, and other states have a lot of different programs.
Any more comments before we adjourn? Thanks, guys, for everything.
Good job.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for your work on that.
Thanks for coming out, folks, and motion to adjourn, all in favor?
Aye.